On a recent trip to the Philippines, Pope Francis made comments regarding family planning that are making headlines this week. While upholding the church's stance on artificial contraception, they're against it, the Pope suggested that Catholics may have a moral obligation to limit the number of children they have. And when it comes to reproduction, he says, in his words, they shouldn't behave like rabbits.
The National Catholic Reporter, a news organization that covers the Vatican, called the Pope's remarks on birth control unprecedented, and it's reopened a debate over the Church's stance on contraception and whether or not that could change in the future.
Joining us now to discuss the Pope's comments is Father Stephen Avella. He's a Catholic priest and a professor of history at Marquette University. Father Avella, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
So let's start with some context here. What prompted the Pope to address this issue on this trip to the Philippines?
Well, this happened in the context of one of these freewheeling press conferences that he has after he completes a major journey. And he speaks pretty colloquially and pretty straight from the shoulder, and he announces new things. And I think he values the opportunity to speak candidly and openly about what's in his mind and on his heart. And that's what you're getting here. If you look back at other press conferences that he's had, he's spoken in a way that we're not accustomed to hearing popes speak. Again, he's been a pastor, and so he's kind of been in the trenches, and he'll speak out of that experience.
So that's the style and the situation there. But what he said was the ban on artificial contraception is still in place. But Catholics don't have to have huge families. They can have smaller families to be responsible to. Is this anything all that new in Catholic history over the last couple of decades?
Actually, no. The encyclical he's referring to is Humanae Vitae, issued by Pope Paul. And in that, there is an endorsement of what we would call natural family planning, that Catholic couples have a responsibility or a right to space out the number of children that they have, or to curtail the number of children that they have. The question would be the means by which they do it. The Pope in the 60s banned artificial contraception, and this, of course, then led to both on natural family planning, which has a number of very strong proponents within the Catholic Church, becomes the acceptable form of Catholic birth control.
Well, while studying up on this, I came across this quote from Pope John Paul II in 1994. He said, unfortunately, Catholic thought is often misunderstood as if the Church supported an ideology of fertility at all costs, urging married couples to procreate indiscriminately. And he said, went on to say that parents must have an extremely responsible attitude toward raising their children, including maybe limiting the numbers. So the language this time isn't maybe as fancy or as formal, but it's saying pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly. There is a continuity from Paul VI, John Paul II, even through Pope Benedict, although I'm not aware of him making a comment exactly like that. He may have. But there are many, many things in John Paul II that are quite amazing and quite similar to what this Pope is saying as well. The difference would be in the style. Francis is a man who says, I want to have the smell of the sheep. I want the Church to be engaged in the world. I can't emphasize enough, he's a pastor. He works in the trenches. I'm a university priest, but I work alongside diocesan priests, people who deal day by day with the real lives of Catholic people. And this question of how many children they should have, how they view child rearing and children, is something that a parish priest confronts each day and tries as best he can to give guidance and help, asking couples to remain open to the possibility of life, but also trying to understand the very real life circumstances, the limits on finances, the health issues, all of that. The Pope is a pastor, and he's going to approach it not necessarily as a scholar or a supreme theologian, but as someone who's going to try and take people where they are and proclaim the gospel to them.
Now, on this issue, there's some tension within the Church. Polling in a number of countries suggests that Catholic laity, the rank and file, is more open to the concept of artificial contraception than the Church is willing to meet them at. So how Is there any thought among the church hierarchy that because of the opinions of many Catholics, they should revisit the issue?
Well, what you're saying is well known to any parish priest, that many couples do not really consider the teaching of the Catholic Church when it comes to how many children they're going to have, when they're going to have children. They practice as Catholics. They're participators in the church. But this is just an area of their life where they've kind of taken back their own authority and said, no, thank you for your input, Father, or thank you for your input, Pope, but I have to live in my world. And so what you're saying is just obvious, that there is widespread dissent from the official teaching of the Catholic Church in this area. How then does the Catholic Church help people make sense of being open to life? Well, there's a lot of people who try to present a positive view of human sexuality, to encourage people to be generous and open their lives to new life and the like. There's been a lot of wonderful things that have been done in that area. But the dilemma that you pose is what happens when there is such resistance as this has been? Or again, it's not even a question. I've prepared couples for marriage, and they just breeze right past that question. I bring up the teaching of the church. I bring it to their attention, but, oh, okay, that's fine. But, again, you get the sense, and many priests would probably agree, that, no, this is not something that you're ultimately going to decide, Father, Church, Pope.
Well, some outside observers seem to be reading the way Pope Francis was talking as an indication that maybe, like some other issues in the church, he might be open to revisiting this one. Do you see him opening that kind of door, or is that an overreading of what he had to say in this off-the-cuff talk with the media?
I think it's a bit of an overreading. I would say that when this was debated and discussed back in the 60s, it went through a long study process, beginning with Pope John the 23rd and then Paul the 6th. And the commission that he put together, Paul the 6th put together to study this, actually voted quite substantially in favor of changing the church's teaching and accommodating different forms of artificial contraception. Paul the 6th rejected that report and went his way, banning the use of artificial contraception. I'm not a bishop. I don't know where this is going to go. It would be worthwhile to take that report out again, that majority report, and to study it and to see what its arguments were and to try and understand what, if any, kind of wisdom was in them. That commission had theologians, it had married couples, and it had bishops. It had people, of substance and experience.
Father Avella will pick up that point after the news. Talking to Father Stephen Avella of Marquette University about the Pope's recent comments regarding family planning and birth control, we want to hear from you, too.
Pope Francis says no to contraception, apparently yes to family planning, responsible family planning. Do you agree, and what do you make of these comments? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Listening to Central Time, I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the Pope's recent comments regarding family planning and birth control. He says while the church still doesn't support the use of contraceptives, he wants to see responsible family planning. And when it comes to reproductive behavior, he says Catholics don't have to act, his words, like rabbits. What do you think about these comments? Do you support what the Pope is saying? Do you think it's time for the church to change its stance when it comes to artificial contraception? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Our guest is Father Stephen Avella. He's a Catholic priest and a professor of history at Marquette University. Father Avella, before we go to our callers, you're talking some about the history of the contraception ban in the Catholic Church. 1968, a big moment defining the official policy. But that's not when opposition to artificial contraception started, is it?
Oh, no, it goes back much farther, even back to the 30s. Pope Pius XI issued an encyclical called Casti Canubi, where He took on this issue largely in reaction to a liberalization within the Church of England and the worldwide Anglican Communion at that time, and reaffirmed Catholic opposition to artificial forms of contraception at that time. And then down, you know, from the 30s forward, the ban on that has been fairly consistent and very, very rigidly enforced. It's a wonderful book called American Catholics and Contraception by a woman by the name of Leslie Tentler, who kind of charts, you know, the evolution of this teaching. And then, you know, with the invention of the pill and its marketing, you know, it's being put out there as safe for use in the late 50s, early 60s, then the issue gets reengaged again. And this is why Pope John XXIII removed it from deliberation at Vatican II and gave it to this commission. And then Paul VI continued that, but expanded the commission, which, again, reported to him. And then from that came his decision in Humanae Vitae in July 1968.
Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Deborah is with us in Brown Deer. Deborah, hi.
Hi. You know, I feel it's really a difficult decision, but, you know, to decide whether or not to ban contraception. But what would you rather have, contraception or abortion? And I feel if I had to pick the lesser of those, of the evils, it would be contraception. And I really think there's so many people on this planet as it is. I think Pope Francis is being extremely realistic. And I know he thinks conscientiously about everything. I think he's making the right decision.
Deborah, thanks a lot for the call. A couple points there, Father Avella. First of all, she's seeing contraception as a lesser evil than abortion. Is that consistent in Catholic Church policy?
I would say that, you know, the official policy wouldn't want to choose between either of them. However, the position she expresses is what a lot of people feel. Again, you ask what, you know, what we hear from the hustings, from the trenches. What your caller just expressed is what people in the kind of a common sense realism world here in America say, yeah, would you rather abort a baby or prevent conception altogether? And so, you know, the conclusion that she comes to is again, what I've heard many times from people. The other question about too many people on the planet is another issue, too, that Paul VI dealt with. And this also was kind of ties into, you know, one of the issues here in funding foreign aid and things, particularly out of the United States, that ties excessive birth rates or numerous birth rates to poverty. And I think the position of the church on that would be was rather than limit the number of children and, you know, decline the birth rate, why not share more equitably the riches of the world? Why not feed the world? Why not, you know, see to the development of the world from the abundance of some countries sharing with others? But again, I perfectly understand where the caller is coming from.
And Pope Francis has talked some elsewhere about environmental stewardship. Is that part of his view of a Catholic family's responsibility of not having a ton of kids? He's referring to a woman with an eighth kid on the way. Is that part of his thinking on that call for responsible family planning?
Well, I think he would use, again, view it in a kind of a common sense way. You can't keep having children at the risk of your health. Do you want eight orphans? He said to one woman who was on her seventh cesarean section. Do you want to, you know, leave these kids all alone? You've got to think realistically about this. His care for creation, his love for creation, tied into his name, Francis. You know that. Who saw God in the world? I think it's very interesting that he's going to be issuing an encyclical, an official teaching of the Church, or at least a teaching of very high order, on the question of the environment, on the question of climate change. At least these are what the early reports are that we hear. And yes, there is a concern for the well-being of the planet. There is a concern that, we're able to live in this world and to share equitably the riches of the world. Tie this together with his emphasis on income inequality, which he's spoken about a lot more than he has about contraception, about some nations, some people having all the money and all the resources of the world and everybody else starving. I think you can link all these things together in some sort of coherent way.
Let's go back to our callers. We've got Abby on the line in Appleton. Abby, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I was born and raised Catholic. I, about 4 years ago, started working for a Catholic organization. And when I was told about NFP, I was like, what? I was completely astonished. I mean, I had never been taught it, never been told about it. You know, none of my family members practiced it. Now that I know, you know, that is how we choose to live. But I, you know, if the church wants people to practice, I believe it does need to be preached because there are many of us that don't know.
Abby, thanks for the call. She says NFP, Natural Family Planning, I believe was not emphasized in her upbringing as a Catholic. Is that something that Pope Francis might support, talking about this more?
Well, it is emphasized a great deal. Now, almost every diocese I know, including ours here in Milwaukee, has a very active NFP program and a family life program that actively reaches out. I know in wedding preparations that I've been part of, again, remember, I'm a university priest, not a parish priest, but there are materials that we hand out. The issue is raised in marital preparation and the like. I know I inquire as best I can and as diplomatically as I can about this question. So I think, you know, that what your caller mentioned might have been more a case maybe 10, 15 years ago, but I think in many dioceses that quotient of information has increased. Catholic radio, the Catholic television shows continually have programs on that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think the message has gotten out to a number of people, and some, like your caller, have said, yeah, this is good, this works for us. Others look at it and say, no, I don't think this works for us.
As we wrap up, Father Avella, you've written about Pope Francis since he first came into the job of being Pope. You're saying this issue, not really all that surprising, more maybe a change of style than substance. What has surprised you most about Pope Francis's tenure so far?
He is a man of courage. He's gotten extremely intense opposition within the church to these pastoral initiatives. This man is saying things and speaking to the world and inspiring people in a way that I haven't seen for a long time. John Paul II was a great man and really transformed the world. Benedict was like me, a college professor, a more retiring and shy and scholarly man who wrote beautifully. But Francis is one of the folks. Francis is someone who's down with the folks and understanding them and speaking a language of pastoral love and, above all, mercy. We want to be a place where people can feel like they can come and not be judged or condemned or sent to pasture. I just love this man. As a Catholic priest, I'm so inspired by him. I'm inspired by his courage. And I just, as the Italians would say, avanti, Santo Padre, avanti, go forward, Holy Father. You're doing the right thing.
Father Avella, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Father Stephen Avella. He's a Catholic priest and a professor of history at Marquette University.